Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 154, Test Track.
Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
Hello and welcome to Memory 154 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. I've debated for a little while how to open this memory. It really seems like today my heart is very heavy. Because of this world that we're living in, there's so much death and destruction going on in the world around us that I really need a good escape from this reality. I just think it's necessary. A vacation to the place where we all are very happy and our days were filled with smiles and laughter is just not quite feasible. You know, vacations really should do that, and the Vacation Kingdom is a perfect place to escape to. So if you're like me and don't actually have that vacation time right now to travel to Walt Disney World, maybe just a simple slip away that we can go for 30 minutes and virtually enjoy some of those memories. So let's return to Epcot, shall we? Okay, let me set the stage again. It's Monday at the end of January 2015, and my whole family has traveled to Orlando for a week of vacation to celebrate my dad's milestone birthday. The bright, breezy, sunny day has given way to a cool, calm night, and the crowds are light to moderate. You know, only a 5 out of 10 on touringplans.com, but in this park, again, that's really not that bad. In Memory 153, we helped chase down Señor Donald as we traveled across Mexico. Once we got outside the Mexico Pavilion, we ended up deciding to head up to the Future World to try and catch a ride on Test Track, you know, the kids' favorite ride in Epcot. However, as you remember, just as we walked up to the building, we realized that the ride was actually down and a crowd was waiting outside. So we're beginning to decide if we should stay or go, and just then some test cars begin running around the building. Lucky for us, we didn't leave, and as we join the memory, the lines will open up again and we'll be let in. We'll make our way through a shortened queue, but because of all those fast passes that have been waiting outside too, we'll have to wait for a little bit longer, it feels like. Finally, we're let in to create our car, and Susie and Tracy take one kiosk while Mikey and Dad and I take the other kiosk. It's so much fun to hear the kids discussing the cars afterwards as they finish creating them. They were just so excited. After a few minutes in the queue after that, we're finally led into the loading area and led into our cars. We'll split up. Susie, Mikey, and Tracy in the front. Dad and I are in the back. As we climb in, we buckle up, and before we know it, we're rolling. As we finish the ride, we'll decide once again where we want to go to next. Do we head over to another favorite ride, Soarin', or do we catch something else? You'll just have to wait and see where we end up next time, I guess. As always, you can find out how to contact or follow me, find out more about the show, see photos and videos, and of course support the show at our www-memories.net website. Thank you to all of those who are leaving reviews on sites like iTunes. It really helps increase the visibility and provides people with an idea of how great this podcast is. Also, for those interested in other platforms, I just have added us to Stitcher and soon the Google Podcasts website as well. So go find us on those platforms here too. Today's memory is in binaural, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we take a fast ride around Future World in our custom-created cars.
Oh, they're letting people in. Come here, Mikey. Yeah. Oh, there they go.
There we go.
Hold a hand, Suze.
Mikey. We stay in line together. We want to ride the same car, huh?
You're going to drive, Mikey?
No. Nobody drives on this thing. The car drives itself.
You don't know that. Mommy and Daddy could be driving it. You just don't know it. Huh?
You think he's tricky?
Thank you, man.
I'm getting run into the fence by my son. I just released this episode. There you go, Dad. This could be your commuter. I just edited this. It took us about 15 minutes to get there from this point. If we hadn't gotten stuck by the weather.
By the what?
By the weather. Remember the last time we did this, it was just starting to rain in the morning.
It'd be a tuba or a cantra. You can put the windshield right where the bell is and you can sit there and drive it.
My car would look like half alligator and half regular car.
It's kind of like a night kind of thing, like it has little stars on it and like the aurora borealis.
My dragon car would probably be sort of like a pickup truck, but have sort of like wings on the side and the windows would sort of slanted so it looks like eyes.
Peppermint. That $2 thing and red stripes, like resembling peppermint, and inside it will be all tasty, so you can eat it.
There's so much out there to explore and so much out there to learn from. Don't overthink. Design should just flow.
You gotta be an engineer.
It should just be a concept
cars they come up with. How many apps look like anything like the actual concept?
Some people say, oh, I'm not creative, you know, I can't do that. But everybody has that in them. It's just how much it comes out.
Or do they just work so much out? Where they actually
run with it?
It's not a talent. It's a skill like anything else. If you can own it, you can do it. Anybody can do it.
Oh, no.
From any question you ask, and that's any small idea that you might have, things grow out of that. Always, always. You just have to do and try not
projectors.
To
projectors are reflected.
Good.
I guess they did that in order to get the throw the right length so you don't have to be so close or so far.
I think what makes you feel good, you have to feel good.
Because otherwise it would have to be back that direction.
You have to love what you do. And that's what makes great cars. We love what we do.
Yeah, I know. There's multiple angles. You see, there's one here in the middle, too. And there's one here, too. But, I mean, I'm just saying, that's interesting. That way they can mount it this direction instead of having to be back here and shooting down. They can still be over top of it.
Everything you see and touch has to be drawn. I don't care
about. Yeah, but if you think about where they would have had to be, then they'd be over us. And get people doing this.
Somebody has to draw it. Someone has to detail it. It has to be engineered.
Whenever you put a car together, you got all these different surfaces.
Come see, Mikey.
Body side or a hood. There's main slabs, there's secondary surfaces, there's fillets. There's different surfaces.
It's gotta, you got to take into account the angle that it has.
There's a lot of different parts of design. At first, it's the feeling of the pencil and the technical part of drawing a car in perspective, because that's a very big part of it.
You can play with the shape, the lines, and the surface and proportion to convey different feeling and different emotions in a car.
I feel that cars evoke emotion, have a bit of organic quality to them, something that we can relate to, have a humanistic bit about them, so they're not just a raw machine.
The most rewarding part of it is starting to think about what you want the user experience to be and how you want them to feel when they're in the car and how you want them to interact with the car.
The best design cues come from nature. Flowers are some of the most beautiful things. They have interconnecting petals and shapes that coexist, and they're beautiful in their own, but they're more beautiful as a whole.
My dream car would be a vehicle that could take me anywhere, out in nature, and it'll be an outdoors.
I would have an all-terrain car. It wouldn't have to use fuel. It would just be charged.
Sadly, I remember doing that.
Using a gas, and it would be like,
I can actually taste it in my mouth.
You could take a nap while it's driving, and you could just ask it where to go.
Fall on your sleeve some. Over here, Suze. Suze. You see the circle you're trying to get it in? Good job, Mikey. Oh, I found your other hand. See how it's affecting the.
Yeah,
Mikey, let go. Time, is there something else you want to do? We're gonna have time for that. If they have more time, what else would you like to do? Do you want to go try and do Canada? Well, the Soren is not far from there.
No, but then we gotta get back into all the countries.
Sort of, kind of. It's the last, it's the one right on the edge. Yep. Sorry. Mikey boy. He wasn't doing anything, Susie Q. I'm standing right here. No, he didn't. He was over top of it. We could go like... And imagination or not. It could go bad. It's going to be our turn in just a minute. Please don't hit my ears. I'm setting you down. What do you want? In just a minute. Are you excited? Yeah. Better make sure mommy lets you. What did he say no to? What the, you don't want it to be Bluey too? You want it to be orange? Snow blue. They both want blue cars. To him. Doesn't matter.
I said if I'd be happier in the front of my mic.
You probably would.
But if I didn't have to worry about them, I might be better too. If I'm not trying to talk to them and talk to them.
You guys are gonna share. We could split them up and take her in the back. I think you do two of them in the front, one in the back. Do the two of them in the front and the two of us in the back or whatever.
Did Mikey sit on your lap or what does he do?
He'll sit in his own seat.
He shouldn't be in the back.
Yeah.
We're just debating which one of us is going to go listen.
And I'm not sure if it's better if you're on the inside so you can help them both.
Oh, yeah. No, don't be Spanish.
And then just hold their hands or something and let's say. No. I don't care.
It's a very inefficient method. I don't understand what could I guess I have to see what's happening.
I don't know how to explain it as it being efficient other than it's a way to mix the fast-pass deck.
Dependent on him getting the people in the right place.
Yeah. I agree.
For new people, that's they don't understand.
Well, it doesn't make sense. All the other attractions you've been riding, you stand on a number.
Everybody goes in, you lose it.
No. You go to, that's why they got you standing on a dot, because you're going
to
walk to a console. So, like those screens we were just doing, now you're going to have one all to yourself. See? They're trying to explain it to us. You can't hear it, but that's what they're explaining. So see, you're going to walk up to a console that matches your number. Mm. Susie's. When you walk up, you scan your ticket.
Where?
At this little kiosk.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. Stop it! Do not grab! In just a minute. Look, the light's blinking. We'll just use Susie and Mikey. Yes. Hold your card. Put it right there. All right, give it back. Push that. What do you want to do? You want to do a pickup truck? All right, so then hit that. Create the shape of your vehicle. So how do you want it to look? So you draw the lines from one all the way to there.
Keep coming over here. Green.
Keep going. We got a very funky looking line.
He got her sleeve.
Smoothed it out for us.
All right.
Wait a minute.
Do you want to make it long? Do you want to let's change the shape a little bit. Do you want to
make the hood longer?
Like that? Make it tall. There we go. How about this one? Want to make it go that way or this way? How about this one? Make it go down even? Let's change that one. We'll make it real long. Is that good?
Your daughter's Maserati.
How about this? Change the wide, how wide it's going to be. How big is it going to be? Go real wide.
Get the arrow.
We've got it as wide as it'll go. And what size engine do you want?
Big. No. Hybrid gas. Supercharged.
All right, let's do that. All right. How do you want the face to look? Like that? What color do you want? You want, you said a blue? More like that? Like that? Yeah. Here, do you want to put... You want to put some flames on it? All right. Here, let's put... I'll put some of those on top. Let's add... Yeah, we'll put that. We'll put a tail on it. Woo-hoo. Let's see if we can get some really big wheels. You got a monster truck, Mikey? You got a monster truck. All right. There we go. Look at ours. Oh, wow, Suze. capability is a 73 to a 75. We're very efficient, though. I don't know why. No, we're not efficient. That's a 3. We got a lousy truck. All right, let's go. You gotta drive a monster truck.
Tell Dad it's equal now.
It's equal.
From here on out.
What do you mean? Oh, just on the line. Now the line is just much more. Now it's much more standard attraction line. Yeah. Well, they'll mix that as we get at the car. Yours has got a rocket. Take a nap in the car?
Are we doing anything else?
Soaring. We might go try and do that. Soaring.
Soaring.
Ever get one from
six-person car.
So there's a single rider line that they fill in if there's five people in a car.
There's no driving of this thing.
It just drives itself.
I don't know.
But this seat's here right.
Okay.
Congratulations. Your Chevrolet custom concept vehicle is ready for performance testing on the subway. Test track technician directed to the hall. Before you board, be sure to touch your design
for. That's an engine. Yeah, I know. Now you see why it cost you hundreds of dollars to get the belt change.
Congratulations. Your Chevrolet custom concept vehicle is ready for performance testing on the Central. Test track technician will direct you to your gate. Before you board, be sure to touch your design on to a meter. Your
All right.
Is now linked to the city car ride. Your SimTrack journey is about to begin.
You okay?
Congratulations. Your Chevrolet custom concept vehicle is ready for performance testing on the SimTrack. Our test track technician will direct you to your gate. Before you board, be sure to touch your design phone to the lead. Your design is now linked to the SimCar line. Your SimCar journey is now turning on.
We also package for 4 years. If we get every channel,
Are you guys excited?
Yes, and my staff is here.
We're all in the same car though. Yeah. I didn't think so, but
I still not gonna do it.
Oh, I know. See, and now you stand on one dot. Alright, go up, go up. All right, go with Mama. All right, hold your card. Susie, go touch yours up there. All right. Oh, wait, wait. Alright, give me your tickets back. Give me them back.
Check is around the corner. For your safety, remain seated with your seatbelt fastened in your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the vehicle at all times. And please supervise children. Thank you.
La estación de control de cinturones de seguridad está a la vuelta de la esquina. Por su seguridad, mantenga sus manos, brazos, pies y piernas dentro del vehículo y cuide a los niños.
Automated driving technology activated.
Welcome to the Sim Track. We'll begin with the capability test to see how your vehicle designs perform under challenging weather and surface conditions.
Monitoring road surface.
Connecting to OnStar.
SimCar performance data acquired.
Let's see how your designs hold up now.
Commencing SimCar off-road and extreme weather sequence.
Okay. Scared?
Scared.
Capability test results displayed and verified.
Now let's see how your vehicles compare when it comes to their efficiency.
Scanning SimCar for optimal eco efficiency. Gating eco scan for aerodynamic efficiency. Drive systems analysis. Hyperspectral imaging in progress. Calculating total enviro impact. Responsiveness test.
Okay, the responsiveness data is now being synchronized.
Automated driving technology verified and active.
Wow.
responsiveness data.
Here comes the final test.
Energizing for power test. SimTrack performance testing complete.
This concludes your performance testing. You'll be able to see how your Chevrolet custom concept vehicle designs compare to the SimCar after you disembark.
He's not a fan of the loud noises and flashes. Well, especially he's never done it before. I think the next time he'll be better.
Please watch your step as you exit, and remember to take all your personal belongings with you. Be sure to check your final performance numbers in our scoring area.
Say thank you.
Go find our cars, okay?
All right, this way. It just went away.
Oh, really? Hold on.
They all done already?
It was just up there a second ago. I want to see if I can get it scanned over here. Because you see how they're walking up? If their picture's there, they can scan it, and it's now attached to their card. It's in their PhotoPass collection. Excuse me. I was hoping to get mine up there, but it ticked off before I got a chance to swipe it, so I don't know if there's anything you can do. I didn't even get a chance to see it. It took me 1 second to find it, and it disappeared. I was in the back seat. They were in the front seat.
Yeah, they were in the front seat
with her. No. That's why. There you go. That one. You know you're standing on my foot. Thank you. I see Mikey's even at a decent spot. Not today. There you go, Suze. Looks like your car right there. You can take your car and do all sorts of fun stuff with it. Now you can drive it around here. Come here, Suze. Come here, Mikey. Susie?
Race mode initiated.
Right here. I've got his. Oh, thank you. Oh, Mikey, you're running into the wall over there. That's Mikey over here. You're going the wrong way, I think. Whoa. Here we go. We're coming for you, Susie Squish. Going, Mikey. No. That's going. You want to drive it, Mikey? Okay.
Let's go.
Race mode complete.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing, but there's more spots. Lost Grandpa's bike. Oh, he stopped and looked in the car.
I don't know what. Do you remember which one I was talking
about? Not today. Yeah. You've been up for 14. Yeah. That'll throw you off. All right, where's ours? Oh, right next to it. No, you didn't see what I was pointing at. I think we need to let Grandpa Spike ride in it. I swear I heard fireworks. Do you want to just call it a night, or what do you want to do? If you push, I can find out. Oh, look up! You want to do something else and then just go? You want to do C's and
hang on,
go?
Dad. Soren is still an hour. I don't know if I want to do
it. Oh, no.
Do you want to just be done?
If you want to do something else that's not too bad.
Can I have chocolate?
It's 8:50.
I have chocolate.
You want to...
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Say bye right into that.
Bye.
Good job.